המשיחון כאן שלא ישים שם כאן ימוך במה דבורים אמורים של ריפוס קומח מסטשמיש ורואה ששורים מח מסטשמיש אבל פוס קומח מסטשמיש רואה שתמיו אבל הלך על גלוי תשמיש ורואה שתמיו נשתנו מר דומה שלא תמיו. Now, well, we have to finish it here because that's more involved. All right. Very important Gemara, this Gemara. Very important. Okay. Amayim Yitzricha, after you dollar from the base. Omar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. In other words, the Tanisha has to be bedekes twice, in the morning and in the evening, before Shkia. Omar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, lo yishono litaris. Only a nisho is asuka bitaris. So because of chumre, of taris, so the chachom yom misaki, she has to be bedekes. But a isho shein asuka bitaris, like women today, there is no chivdi. Aber mit Beile Poteres Pshite Shach ist na, because there is a Nisa to have cohabitation in the daytime. So since the Mishnah says that she has to be Bedekes in the morning, so it's not Le Beile. So obviously it's Le Taras. Elo Yitna Aseif Yitna. Or for sure the Mishnah mentions she has to make two Bedekes, one in the morning, one in the evening before Shkia, and then twice, once before Tashmish and once after Tashmish. So, and in regard to the Sefer, one could say the two bdikas, once before Tashmish and after Tashmish, maybe even Nisho Shein Asuka B'Taras. So, Bishleim, before Tashmish, you understand Lebailo. But after Tashmish, how could it be Lebailo? The answer is because some women have a menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish. So, in other words, some male, because of Bailo, we could say a woman has to be make two bdikas, one before Tashmish and one after Tashmish. So, come ask me or no. That only an isho is asuka bitaris. But an isho shein asuka bitaris doesn't have to make any digis. Oma eloit masiv yitma, vishho shei veres v'shamash es beiso. Oma ravita mashmo elo isho no elo bisho asuka bitaris. The nige di baye b'dike litaris, baye na b'dike libailo. So you understand as to why she has litaris, she has to make a b'dike. She has to make a bdike after Tashmish. Why after Tashmish? Because maybe the Tashmish aroused a menstrual flow. Sometimes it happens. Some, because of Taras, we should know that she should not handle any Taras. But why, because of Taras, should she make a bdike before Tashmish? What's the significance of before Tashmish? So the answer is, since the Chacham Yom Misaki, after Tashmish, she has to make it dike because of Tares, because maybe as a result of the Tashmish she had a slight menstrual flow. Some may let a chachomim on misake that libailo also if the ish is a sugar Tares. But the purpose of making it dike before Tashmish has nothing to do with Tares. The purpose of making it dike after Tashmish has to do with Tares. But the purpose of making a dike for Tashmish, that's only tzeir baila. In other words, must make a dike, and in case she sees dams, of course, will be peiris. So that's only agavur, because since she's nochyeves to make a dike after Tashmish, litares so the chacham misake that before she has Tashmish also has to make a dike. So elitna seif itna. Vishoshi, there's the Shamish, the Iso, Omar Abidamashmoy, Lushon, Lubish, Isha, Sukubitaris, the Migri Bayer, Dikalitaris, Bainam, Dikalibayo, Avalina, Sukubitaris, Lubayer, Dike, Michael Marshall, and Tione, Colonoshin, the Heskastar, Libalayan. So we know that as far as Libailo is concerned, so we always assume that she's a Teiro. Inimas Nisen Havamine, that the Mishnah daf this off. Inimas Nisen Havamine, and the Mishnah Sheish Loveset, Avodisha Shein Loveset, Baibdike, Baibdike. In other words, so Shmuel tells us that even a woman who has no vesed, she mutters lebailo without the bdike. I mean, so the kamo vikamo gemores, that the nisha of sheim la vesed is mutters lebailo without the bdike. But still, I mean, we'll see, I mean, the sugiyas, still, the psak of the machaber and the ramor, that the nisha of sheim la vesed is asur lebailo without the bdike. But the shach paskens, that even a nisha of sheim la vesed is mutters lebailo. But Pashtus of kama v'kama sugyas is the way the shach passes. The isha, but that's not the psak of the mechaber and the ramo. So the Gemara says in Masnis Nara Minyan Milibisha Sheish Loveset Avol Yisho Shein Loveset Vayeb Dayeb Dike. So now let's see the Rashi. Lo Yishon Oditan Shach Yivyavi Yidekes. Basuko bitares, avali bailo muteres beloy dike. Pshite shachisna. It says she has to make it dike every day in the morning. That couldn't be because of tashmi, because tashmi is also in the daytime. Pshite shachisna bitaresu ve mishamishim mito biyein. Salit ma seif it ma uvishor shiver de shamishes beiso. So they one could make a mistake and say that that's his lebailo. That's his lebailo. So, Kamash will know that even that is only by Sukkabatar. Nigadi by Dikal Taras Lacha Tashmish. So, there the purpose is of Taras. Why? Because maybe the Tashmish avows the menstrual flow. Shemawas Lacha Tashmish, Machas Tashmish, Ibainam Dikal Ibailuf Ne Tashmish, Onamitin Yonimas, listen to the base, Kolanoshim Hesestar Lebalayan. Umas nissen dik tonne dig di binem dike alkoho hoche mit tarzes lo mas nissen di hoche basuch di tares vi osom bishin asu gitares. So what's the chidesh by Shmuel? Because even without Shmuel's memory, so everyone did come to that conclusion, because otherwise there is a stira between the Mishnah here daf Yudalev and the Mishnah daf Tzvov. The Mishnah daf Tzvov says kol anoshim becheskestare. That means that a woman can have tashmish without any bdike. We just take it for granted that she's there, unless she knows that she had a menstrual flow. And the Mishnah here that says that they have to be beidik before tashmish and after tashmish. So the only way to reconcile the Mishnah daf Yudalev with the Mishnah daf Tzvov by saying the Mishnah daf Yudalev has reference to Nisho Asuk B'Tares, so she has to make two bdikas before Tashmish and after Tashmish. And the Mishnah daf Tzvov that says we take it for granted that every woman is sterile unless she knows that she had this flow, so has reference to Nisho Shein Asuk B'Tares. So what's the chiddush by Shmuel? So the Gemara says, "Im mas nissen, avam min hanem milabisha sheish loveset, avolisha shein loveset baibdike, because if Shmuel didn't tell us, so then I would say, no, that there is no stira between the Mishnah daf Yudalev and the Mishnah daf Tzvov." Both Mishnayos have reference to Yisho Shein Asuk B'Tares. But the Mishnah daf Tzvov that says Kol Anoshim Mechaseh Tara has reference to a Yisho Sheyesh Lo Veset, who has a Veset Kavua. She has the period every 28th day. So Memele, any other day, she doesn't have to bechesh, she doesn't have to make a bdike. Mashenk in this Mishnah that says that the woman has to make a bdike before Tashmish and after Tashmish has reference to a woman who doesn't have a fixed date when she has the period. Some Mele, with you, asura b'tashmish, without making tikka. That's what I could say. So k'mashma on Shmuel, no. The tivman yisho she'im levezet, if she's not asura b'tares, does not asura b'tikka. So the whole sugiya mentions that tivman yisho she'im levezet is m'teres lebailo da'udik. But still, the psak of the mechaber and the ramo, it's only the shach who is chilek. So, but the psak of the mechaber and the ramo is the nisha shein leveset is asura b'tashmish without dig. For masnis nisha shein leveset askinon, masnis nisha gemara gide teres ki bein shei. Oh, so now the gemara sekashe. How could we say without the member of Shmuel that this braise, this mishne, has reference to nishoshein loveset, and that's why it's not in conflict with the mishne after Svov, because the mishne after Svov has reference to nishoshein loveset. But how could you say that the mishne daf yudalev has reference to a nisho that has no veset? When the Mishnah mentions, the Mishnah Daf Yudalev says, "Afal pisha omur daya shaito." So who is daya shaito? That's Rabbeis Aloche. That's a woman who has a veset. So if she had the period on her due date, so then she doesn't have to be cheshish l'mafreya. Maybe she had a flow, let's say, 23 hours before, and the Kesle B'Sachitzen retained it because since she had the period now when it's a due date, we assume that it came now, it didn't come before. So the Mishneh, obviously, Daf Yud Alef, has referenced the Nisho Sheyesh Leveset, because the Mishneh Daf Yud Alef says, Afro Pishamot Ayish Haito. So how could we say, without Shmuel's memory, and the Tanisha Sheina Asuka Bitares requires Dike and the Kayas Dike, and that this Mishneh, Daf Yud Aleph, has referenced the Nisha Sheina Leveset, whereas the Mishneh, Daf Tesvov, that says, Becheskes Tara has referenced the Nisha Sheina Leveset. But this Mishneh definitely has referenced the Nisha Sheina Leveset, because it says, Beferes, Avokisha Modayish Haich. For Masnissen, our Mishneh, Daf Yud Aleph, Beferes, Bishyesh Leveset Askinon, because it says, Idayosh Haito. So the Gemara Yeteretz, Masnissen, Bein Shiyesh Leveset, Bein Leveset. The Oka Mashron, the Afal Gav the Yesh Leveset, Nige di Baye Bdike Litares, Baye Nam Bdike Le Baylo. Without the memory of Shmuel, we could say, no, that a woman chain as you could be tares, if it's eino veset, then she requires the bdike, then she requires the bdike le bailo. But she requires the bdike le bailo. But this mishne, even though it has reference to isha sheish le veset also, and the expression afa pishamodai shaito has reference to isha sheish le veset, but the halacha of pamayim tzricho the umshameshes is beso, so she has to make two bdikas. That is, I could say, without the member of Shmuel, has reference to isha sheish le veset. The dayo shaito has reference to yesh le veset, but the other halacha mentioned in this mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, that she has to make it bigger before Tashmish, never Tashmish, is limited to Isha Shein Leveset. Kamashmo and Shmuel, no. Even not a Sukkah B'Tares. So Kamashmo and Shmuel, no. That the whole Mishnah has reference to Isha Sukkah B'Tares, Isha Shein Sukkah B'Tares, even Ein Leveset. So does not require anything. So how could we say that the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph has reference to Leveset, but it obviously deals with Yesh Leveset? Diktome Vafo Kishomot Ayeshaito Vavada Yesh Leveset Valomai Reshmuel Roma Rubal Muteres Avon Veset Likoma. bei Yesh Loveset, bei Nei Loveset, der Chirin Doma Yesh Loveset, bei Dike Kolschkin, Dei Loveset, war Kule Koma Shmuel, aber bei Lumeteres, für Hod Eire Masnissen, wie Yesh Loveset, Hoka Maschmelon, der Afal Gav, Shmuel already mentioned the taloche once before. Dom Rav Zira, Dom Rav Bayir, Dom Rav Shmuel, Isha Shein Leveset, Asur Lishame Isha Chetid Deik, Ashetid Deik. So that is mentioned that he weighs that Isha Shein Leveset, he has so limited. Isha teach me, why does he have to mention it twice? For he kino basuk mitares, so the Gemara says, Chodem Michal Chaver to Yitma. In other words, the Shmuel said the memory once, but one time it was deduced from the other time. The question is, which one is the basic thing that Shmuel said, and the other one, other Amroim deduced it from that. So the Atupshot. So here, let's see. Let's see the Rashi, and then let's see the Tesis. Bin ye va mashmul khod zin la filo in vest by the club and the last tires. All right. The kinel come on. Now let's see the tastes. Chodim chal chava to eat. So that's upshot. Pirush Rashbam. In other words, the question is, why does Shmuel have to say the same aloche, the tisha shen asuka b'taras in tzorim dike twice? Where the twice? One here. Omar Rabbiud Omar Shmuel. Lishon l'taras avol baru b'taras. And the other one is dafid reza medalit. So, gufi Omar Rabzir, Omar Rabbi b'ayim Shmuel. Isha. Shein Levest Asur Shem Shetiv Dei Kamo Le Rav Zeir Rav Abba Bayir Mi Yein Levest Bayir Dike Yish Levest Loi Bayir Dike Amo Yish Levest Teir O Bayir Dike Yishin Loi Bayir Dike Yein Levest Benir Ben Yishir Bayir Dike Amo Rav Elay Melay Yish Levest Litaris Bayir Dike Le Bayir Loi Bayir Dike Yein Levest Afil Bayir Anam Dike Amo Le Hoche Shema Mino Kosova Shmuel Kol Le Bayir Le Bayir Dike. So the second time, why do we have to mention twice? So the Gemara says, he mentioned it once, and then Adar Amroin deduced it from him. So the question is, where is the basic memory by Shmuel? So that took shot. Pirush Rashbam, the hard hochi itma, mechlal ahid ali kamon. In other words, that on dafyud base, there's the basic memory of Shmuel. And here, we deduce it from the memory of Shmuel dafyud base. Venir, the bahi, Lepirish Muel Dire Basuk Metaris, and Rove died with Pirkin. The math is great because Rove had the Kashe, the Lena Yesh Loveset, the Taris by Dike, Lebay, Loy by Dike, So in other words, so it's not that Shmuel said it, Rove, we are medalic from Rove, since Rove didn't give another teretz, he had to make a distinction between Eiro and Yisheno, he could have made another distinction, so it's a raya that Rove held, that Shmuel himself holds, that Libaloloitz of Dike. So that's not a basic memory. They needed by Hilo Pirish Muel Dire Basuk Betaras, El Rove Dire Bepirk, Midiloy Mafrik, Rabim, the Rabbi Rabzira, Beish Lavesta Taras by Dike, Libaro by Dike, Ain Lavesta Libaro Namu by Dike, Shmamina Kosova Shmuel, Kol Libaro by Dike, Bekach nearly forage, Dayit, Mamachwala Hardioche. So, just the opposite. Not like the Rashbam says that the basic member Shmuel is dafi beis, and here is deduced from the member dafi beis. No, because we see there dafi beis Shmuel doesn't say it himself. It's only we are Rove is midayik that. So the basic memre silkachnu leforesh da'it ma mechal har de'oche, that the basic memre is here umishum the Rabbi Yomi Barabe. But then the Rabbi Yomi Barabe have yodam har de'oche ve'adafim lo veset le'bayit le'baylo le'maflik le'il rabzei rabbeoche. So that took shot. What's chodim chalcher aditma? According to the Rashbam, so the dafi beis is the basic memory, and according to Teisves, so that the here dafi dalef is the basic memory. All right. Tanya namo chedimar v'med v'lam amurim litares avol libaylo bayebdike avol libaylo muteres v'med v'amurim shin yichob cheskasteyo. Avol iniho biches kasnei oleil mitmashdi matirani. So the whole sugi mentions, reiterates that Allah that libaylo even nisho shein lo vesed libaybdik. I mean, it's strange because in spite of the fact that so many sugis are expressive of the halacha that libaylo even nisha shein lo vesed lo yisabdike, still the mechaber and the ramo paskin that bayabdik. The question is that tuli shein is mechaber, whether every tashmish is bayabdike or only the first three tashmish. The first three tashmish tuli shein is mechaber, but l'chol apoches the first three cohabitations in a woman that has no vesed require bdike. When the pashtes asugi, this is another sugi, so is that libaylo there is no chiv dike. So is the shach who is machria like the pashtes asugis, but it's not the sheet of most rishen. All right. Bamed v'amurim libay dike rashi b'taras nim basuk b'taras avo balik reidish and b'suk b'taras loy. Now let's learn the tastes. Tayin amorcha v'libaylo miteres. So it's a price in the fereshes that libaylo even ain lo veset is lo itzaldik. Vim teima v'dil medavke v'yesh lo veset ayah. So tastes is very strong cash. Where does the price say that even a nisha shein lo veset libaylo in a sobdik? The price says v'med v'amor miteres. Avol bal mitares, maybe the price has reference to nisha sheyesh laveset. So litares shil bal dikim yesh laveset. That's the double portion. Mashein ki nisha shein laveset, maybe even libaylo. What's the raya from the price? The yesh limit on the seife avol in nicho beches kastmeyo nichlal de mayre bein laveset di meyesh laveset davke avol flugi b'day avol min nicho beches kastmeyo min laveset. Because the Sefer says, "Bamedvar amurim shinicho b'chaskasteyo." But if the husband, let's say, went on a journey and he left her in a state of nidus, then when he comes back, he cannot take for granted that she's there. He has to verify it. So it's mashma that the only situation where he cannot take for granted is a teo if he at the time when he left the house, she was becheskas meyo. But if we are going to assume that by isha shein leveset, so he cannot take it for granted that she's the teo either. So the price should say b'medvar mamurim b'isha sheyesh leveset. So then libaylo is muteres, but isha shein leveset im libaylo yasro. Why does he only mention hinicho becheskas meyo? And אף על גב ויש לו בסת מיירה, because the Gemara applies that price of חמורים ופעלים והבוים בסעובר ובסעמישת נשאים וחסקסטר ובוים בשאים ובוים בין ישן יזבנייר, את המדבר האמורים שנכנס לסטר, ואחרת בתנאי אלוהים בתנאי, אז נתירה מי, ואשמור את ממריק לו, יביש לו וסת קשה אירו, וישן לו וסת קשה בנירה מישנו, שדימור עשה זלילום, בשיש לו וסת, וחיד משטובו, אין לכו בדיקה גדלה מזו. So in other words, the Gemara applies that price of yesh lo veset. If yesh lo veset, and so it's yesh lo veset and basukobitares. So the question arises, Tesve said that the raya of the Gemara is from this price that isha shein lo veset is libay lo is in its ordike, because the braise concludes avli nicho becheskas tnei leilo mi bitim los ashtim tirano, thus implying only nicho becheskas tneio, so he cannot take for granted, but in nicho becheskas tneio, regardless whether yesh lo veset or ein lo veset, so then so it's becheskas tneio, but the question is, but we have the same expression in this braise that it weighs, and very deftly more applies it to Yeshla Veset. So how can we deduce from this braise that since the braise mentions only the exception of Hinicho Becheskas Tneio, so it's a raya that Binicho Becheskas Tneio even Eilo Veset, but over here the braise definitely applies only to yesh lo veset, and still it mentions the case of hinicho becheskas tneio. We saw the braise amar peyam itol nam avu hinicho becheskas tneio afram yesh lo veset mayre haini mishum di hinicho becheskas tneio ashminon afile eiro tneio ache teimer teiro ani tirani avu hinicho becheskas tneio בין לו וסת היחד אירו איז לוי ביי בדיקן. Because the Gemara daf yud veis in regard to nisha asuka bitares, so she saw bdike, the Gemara makes a distinction vis-a-vis a nisha asuka bitares. The Gemara makes a distinction between Yesh Lo Veset and Ein Lo Veset. Ein Lo Veset and Isha Asuka Bitares, so then requires Bdike Bein Eiro Bein Yishen. Bein Eiro Bein Yishen. Because Ein Lo Veset, there is more of a chance that maybe she had a menstrual flow, because she doesn't have a fixed Veset. So it might take place anytime. So truly, by law, she doesn't have to be cheshish. But there is always more of a chance in an isha shein leveset than an isha sheyesh leveset. So vis-a-vis an isha asuka bitares, the price says that if it's an isha sheyesh leveset, so then only if the woman is up, so is not sleeping, is awake. So is Rihabdike. But if she's asleep or half asleep, half up, Thesis explains it. So then an isha sheish leveset im masuka bitares doesn't require abdike. Mashinke an isha shein leveset, even if she's asleep, if the asuka bitares, so it's Rihabdike. So mele there the price mentions במדבר אמורים שמיניחו בחזקס תירו, אבל מיניחו בחזקס תמיו, איז לילום ביטימוס, אשתים על תירה, אני, תוס, היינו משום די ביניחו בחזקס תמיו, אשמינון, אפילו אירו תמיו, אשתים על תירו, אני, and even if it is en isho sheish lo beset, but if nicho becheskas neo. So if nicho becheskas teiro en nicho sheish lo beset, she says it. So so then we say that yisheino yiseino tzricho b'dike, but eiro yisricho b'dike. So tzricho b'dike, but ligabe if yinicho b'cheskas neyo, even if she is eiro, so is tmeyo achetei materani. In other words, he has to verify and to hear from her that she says there. Kibben Shetova im Hobdi Delamizu, Farabim Rebude, and Rav Rabjontif Kosav, the Reishi the Price, Zu Hocheshne, Bisefte, Moberes, Miniko, Bealotoy, Peoshafil, Rabakibe, Domalil, Bere, Dam, the Mitamo Beal, Mafreya, the Holisha, Sheish, Loveset, Rinshok, Arnoshim, Pirish, the Inland Veset, the Insforali Forish, Psulus, Ginner, you can have a tunnel of Behedi, Behedi, Moberes, Miniko. The Reishi, Mitamis, the Magapers, Litaris, Tirs, Lablain, Alma Bryce, and Myro, the Inlo Vesed. Right now. Boyemine Rav Zeir and Rav Yude. Ishe Maushe Tivdi Katzmo Lebayo. Now, in this Sugye, the Rambam is more Machmir than all the Rishayim. In general, in Hilchas Nide, the Rambam is the biggest Machmir of all the Rishayim. But we don't pass like the Rambam. Not the Meramo and not even the Mechaber Paskin, even though the Mechaber usually Paskins like the Rambam, but in Hilchas Nide, he doesn't Paskin like the Chumres of the Rambam. But the Rambam is the biggest Machmir in Hilchas Nide, of all Rishon. So that can be seen in this Gemara. Boy mine Rav Zeir and Rav Yude, Ishe Mal She Tivdei Atzmo Libayo. Whether an Ishe is allowed to make many bdikas libay. Omalei loy tivdik. Not only that she's not mechiyaves, she's asur. So what's wrong with making extra bdikas? She wants to be machmir, or what's wrong with being machmir? Vitivdik umavikach. So the more answers, Rav Yude answered, in king libinik for you perish. In other words, if the husband will see that his wife constantly makes bikes, before Tashmish, after Tashmish, so then he'll start thinking, oh, she might have problems, she might see them, and then he will feel inhibited in cohabiting with the wife. So because of that, it's also for an Isha to be machmir and make constantly bdikas before Tashmish and after that. Boyeminei Rav Abba Meravune Isha Mao Shetivdei Katzmo Kishio Veset Kidei Lichayim Bailo Chatz. So first Tesis points out Boyeminei Rav Zeira Merav Yude Isha Mao Shetivdei Katzmo Lebailo. So it means Shetivdei Perush Lifnei Tashmish. Lifnei Tashmish. So Teisve says that this Gemara of Rav Zeira, Mao She Yivdei, Tivdei Katzmo Lebailo, and the answer was Lo, she's Asuro, has reference to Lifnei Tashmish. I mentioned Lifnei Tashmish, Lacha Tashmish, because that's the Shita of most Rishonim, but not all Rishonim agree. Rabbi Nisimche, he holds, he has the kash. Here the Gemara says, Imkin libin ekve yupes. In other words, it's a nisa to make too many bdikis. It's a nisa to be machna. And then the Mishnah in the second perik says, Kol yad hamabel livdei kareze mishubach. So on the contrary, it's a midasidas to make many bdikis. So all the Rishenim, most Rishenim, not all the Rishenim, they give the Teretz that when here the Gemara says this in Yisrael, it is referenced Mamesh before Tashmish. So when the husband sees before Tashmish his wife is making a dike, so he'll be suspicious that maybe she has problems and she sees them, so he'll be perish from Tashmish. So that Mashein came the Mishneh in the second perik, Kol Yad Amar Belivdeik, this Tafyut Gimel Amid Alev, the first Mishneh, Kol Yad Amar Belivdeik Minoshin Mishubachas. So in other words, the more bdikas a woman makes, or Tovel or Broche, has reference to bdikas that she makes, not before Tashmish, that the Baal sees, but later during the day when the Baal isn't even around, so then it cannot be Libinekve, then on the contrary, she's Harezim Shubachas. But before Tashmish, the Baal is in a position to notice it, then it's us. Rabbi Nisimche has another Shite. But that's not the Shite of most Rishonim. Rabbi Nisimche says that when the Gemara says here, Boy, when Rav Zirem, Rav Yudei, Ishe, Mao, Shetib, the Katzmul, the Bailo, Omole, Leitiv, So the Gemara here has reference to Acha Tashmish. And the Mishneh in the second period, Korayad, Hamar, Belivdik, Noshmish, Bachas, is referenced before Tashmish. But most Rishenim agree with Tesis. I say most Rishenim, I mean, except Rabbi Nisimche and the Rambam. The Rambam is even more machmir than Rabbi Nisimche. We'll soon see what the Shittas Rambam is. But most Rishonim agree with Tesis that Bishas Tashmish, whether Lifnei Tashmish or Lacha Tashmish, when the Baal is in a position to see, so then it's a Nisa to be Beidik. But if she does it not Bishas Tashmish, when the Baal is not even around, then there's not Shayach to say Libin Eikve, then it's Mishabah. Alright. Now, boy mine rabbe mine rabbe, isha mau she tivdik atzmo kishi oveset kidi lechayev baylo chatus. Eya chatus. Now the Gemara asks the kashe whether it's all right for a woman. Of course, she's not mechayevet to do that, but is it all right for a woman to make a bdike immediately? Clarifying after Tashmish, so close to the Tashmish that in case she finds them, so then we'll say that the husband and the wife both have to bring a chatus. That has to be very, very immediate. So, Maus li aski shiaves la chayat al chatus. Omalei mimish kachas lo li bdike kishi oveset. Because what does a bdike mean? A real bdike means she takes a piece of cloth and she pushes it inside. That's a bdike. But suppose she just wipes herself on the outside, the way a woman wipes herself after she passes water with the toilet tissue. She doesn't push the toilet tissue inside. So then it's not a real bdike. Bdike means that she pushes at the inside. Now, it takes more time to push in a bdike cloth inside than to wipe herself on the outside. So the Gemara says, in order to be chayev chatos, so if she makes a bdike, she pushes a piece of cloth inside, so it's already more than the time limit. So Miller shouldn't be b'chayev chatos. In other words, to be chayev chatos, it must be within the interval of a second or something, second or 2 seconds. So he said, so the Gemara says it's not even shayach. Amalei mimishka hazal divik shio veset. Vatani izeu shio veset. Moshal shamosh veid sheindi. Shamosh has reference to the organ. Veid sheindi misaramashke. Bitzies hashamosh nichnaseid. Have veset shio. Have veset shio amalei kenuach. Vilole dik. In other words, when will it be shio veset? If the time that will elapse will be only that period of time that is required to wipe herself around immediately after Tashmish. In other words, if she has a piece of cloth ready, and immediately after Tashmish, she wipes herself around on the outside. So, and she sees, by wiping herself on the outside, she sees them. Then they are chayav chatos. But if she pushes the inside, so then it takes more than a second. It takes maybe 5 seconds until she manages to push it inside and take it outside. So then, even if she finds dam, she's not chayav chatos. So how can you ask such a question? Ma'u shetiv itas mishir veset chayav al chatos. Omelim mishkachas lo dike kishir veset vatani izel shir veset mosho ishamosh veid shengim sada mashkev bitzies hashamosh tichoseid have veset shomru likinuach veloyle dike. In order to be so immediate as to be chayav chatos, so it must be the time that is spent over kinuach. But the time that elapses to make a bdikah, to push it inside, that's more than the time that is necessary to wipe herself on the outside. So then she wouldn't be a chayav chatos anyway. In other words, the shaila is, is she allowed after Tashmish to be to make a bdikah so immediately after Tashmish, just to wipe herself around? It's not Oshem Tolu, you are chayev when it's isofik. If somebody ate ichtiche, and it's a vadai that it was chayev, he has the mini chadus. But if there are two chtiches on the table, one chayev and one shumen, and he ate one of the two and he doesn't know whether he ate the chayev and the shumen, then he brings an Oshem Tolu. So Shemtol is chayav when it's a sofik, chatos when it's a bad. So if a woman immediately after Tashmish, so she took the piece of cloth that she had in her hand and she wiped herself on the outside and she saw dam, then she's chayav as a chatos. But suppose she took the piece of cloth that she had in her hand ready and she pushed it inside and took it out and saw dam, then she's chayeves nashim tov. Then she's chayeves nashim tov. So, yiged amre hocha boi neishim arhitiv kasmog in the chay bali oshim tolu omar elitiv deik so vitig deiv mabikach, what kind of an isal is that? In kein libe neikve yuperish. In kein libe neikve yuperish. So most rishayim, even though it's not even muchach from this gemara, the Rambam shite is not difficult, but all the rishayim, all the Rishenim, in other words, all the Rishenim, including Rabbi Nisimch, because Rabbi Nisimch differs from all the Rishenim in regard to the Bdike Lifnei Tashmish, but in regard to a Bdike Lacha Tashmish, so Rabbi Nisimch agrees with all the Rishenim that a woman in the presence of her husband is not allowed to make a Bdike Lacha Tashmish. Is not allowed to make a Tashmish. Rabbi Nisimch says before Tashmish is allowed. And it's mishbachas, but after Tashmish, that might instill choshes in the mind of the husband, because if the husband, Rabbi Nisimcha Shita is understandable. He says, if a woman will keep on making dikas after Tashmish, so the husband will wonder why is she making dikas after Tashmish? It's already after Tashmish. Apparently, she felt something. So he'll feel inhibited to to cohabit with her, so it's a nisa. But if a woman makes a bdike before tashmis, so the husband will not suspect anything. He'll only give her the benefit of doubt and will say, my wife is a tzadikis, she's very chisheshes. That's, I mean, the Rabbi Simcha Sfora is very understandable. But so all the Rishonim except the Rambam agree that a woman in the presence of her husband is not allowed to make a bdike after tashmish. Is not allowed. And kol yat shebidakas binoshmi shebachas is reference, not mishas tashmish and not in the presence of the husband. The husband doesn't know anything about it. So mimele demis. The Rambam says that there is no Gemara here that it's also have to be Vedic. The Gemara here has reference to the case when a woman immediately after Tashmish is Mikanachas herself, or she is Bidakas. In Am is so close to the Tashmish that in case she finds them, she'll be Chayeves and Hashem Tol. So then it's Liben Eikve. But suppose that she makes a bdike after Tashmish, let's say 5 minutes after Tashmish, she wouldn't be chayeves and Hashem Tola anyway. So then it's not us. She's chayeves to make a bdike after Tashmish. There's the Rambam. Let's see. The Rambam is the biggest machne in Hilchos Nidah. Not only does the Rambam say it's not osa for a woman to make a bdike after tashmish, the Rambam says she's mechuyeves to make a bdike after every tashmish. And the Rambam says in Peridalet Melchaz Yisrael, Rabbi Aloch Yidalet, Dera b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, Eilom, livdei katzmo machar tashmish. Keset mikaneach, o ish atzmeis, in other words, the husband is mechuyev to be Beidek himself, and the woman is Mechuyeves to be Beidek herself. Kesad mikaneach o yish asmi bimatlis nechein olay, kam kaneches o yish asmo bimatlis nechein olo, vireim bohen shemo roas o dam bishastashosh. Then the Rambam says, so, the Rambam shit is like this. You see, all the Rishonim, except Rabbi Nissim say that it's also to make a bdike kedem tashmish, and it's also to make a bdike lachat tashmish. Rabbi Nisimcha says it's also to make a bdike lachat tashmish, but it's not also to make a bdike kedem tashmish. It's not also. The Rambam Shiti is the amechuyev to make a bdike lachat tashmish, the husband and the wife, and it's a midas chasides to make a bdike kedem tashmish also. But when does Gemara say Libin Eikvei? Libin Eikvei is reference to the case where the Bdike Lacha Tashmish is made so close to the Tashmish that in case she finds them, she'll be Chayeves and Hashem Tov. But if, let's say, it's more than seconds, then she's Mechuyeves to make a Bdike. Then he says, Halacha Tzayin, so Lacha Tashmish, the Rambam Shiti, she's Mechuyeves to make a bdike. Kedem Tashmish, it's in Midas Chassidus. Hatznue say Misham Sheis, Elo Ashi Yivdiko Atzmon Tchilo Kedem Tashmish. Viisho, שאם לובס את אסור לשם ושתיב די קורא את הסנדר שיט, סנדר שיט. אבל אישו שיש לובסת, אינו צריכו עד לפני תש, מי שנת מחייבס, אלו, משום צניאס בלבד, צמידס צידס, אבל אחת השמיש, הכל צריכים שני עדים, אחד לי ואחד לא, אפילו, אפילו מעוברס ומניקויס כן. זה שיר סרם, עוד ראשים עם אחרים. דרייבס אס, כוסו הרייבס על כמו יגיס יוגה בחינו, שאף רב יהודה שהוא יוצא דקשיין כמייסי, מונה אס רב זירה שלו ליבדיק אחת השמיש, שלו יליבי נקפי ופירס, שלו יאמרו בדיקס הלולו אלו בישו עסוקו בטרס. What is this Rambam? The Tlibi Nekri is only when he makes it so immediate that he'll be Mechuyir and Oshim Tol. In other words, if he does it within seconds of the Tashmish. But if he, but she's Mechuyeves to do it after Tashmish, not within seconds, but with a short time after Tashmish. Litesis. Living eight field, pay raise, all at sea first the rush. The sheer vessel, Yadla had been a bit hard of them in the country days. Nin salson shalo, ACM, ACM means, it's a Greek word, it means immediately. Claiming Yadla had been a Hayovin become the Vadai Damave, which has been a ridiculous hair in all his docking. In the sheer vessel, we miscarries all the shamma shaver. Eight son is going to have been written there and Bachut. אם יקנו לך מוצא דם בחישירה זה חיים חטוס אבל בקורס המוצא so it took over any more time to push it inside כבר אורך השיר שער לי בסלמה שפעמית אלא ביודו ירזה סלי יש כאן שיר עדף כדי אבום יודו לי משקיף ויושמתו לי כבלו יחטוס מהו שתיקן לך אישו שנעשו קוביטרס מבעי יקנו לך להתש משקישיר ויסבסת לידע אם תמצא דם ביבי לך אל חטוס, מהו שתבדיק דיקה ממש, בושמתו לו דם רימון לכמה נמצא שלו אחר זמן, יש לנו כשיר ובסת, חיובים בושמתו לו וסופיקה ודם שסביר, סופיק בולה אחר מכאן, אם כן שזה צריכן לו לבדיק, אך הביר לי בניק וגילים ביר, ועוד אולי נתן לכמה דם נשאו משמשיס, בשני עדים בעסוקה ביטרס, אין דרם בעם, doesn't apply it as Sukkot B'Tares. The Rambam applies it even to Baal. Omer Abam, Omer Aviana, Ivizel, Vishor, Shiveres, Lisham, Vishmitoso, Omer Abam, Omer Aviana, Ivizel, Eden, Shots, Nuez. Omer Ravabe, Bamambo, Ravame, Tane, Tone, Tzriches, Shiz Mokhyeve, the Mishnah says. Before Tashmish, next Tashmish, and you say it's Nias. V'atom it's Nias. Omer Eishanim, Ekolam Kain, Divachachomim, Nichot Tzenua, Omer Ove, Vishonim, Mikayim, Divachachomim, Tzenua, Od Mikra, Rosha, Loi Mikre, so it's a Rosha also. Elo, Omer Ove, Tzenua is, Eit Shebot, Kubi Asmi, Lifnei Tashmish, Zeim, Beit King, Ben Lifnei Tashmish, Acher, Vishonim, Tzenua is, Beit Geis, Lo Yichpas Lem, but, according to all the Rishonim, it is reference to Isha Asuk B'Tares. According to the Rambam, it is reference in the Nisho Shein Asuk B'Tares. Rashi. Is there a Yiddish that's new is to the Amir Siri Shomikam? The love for you, the Amir Siri Shomikam, that's new is Misakon is Shlish, Misakon is Abai, is the Yidna, is Mitash Mishkoi. אין בדרך מטעש משחר, ושם תונה וחור, נרס לבוני בבדיק ראשון, ושבנירס ביתי פה כחר, או את נאו, טייסס. בואי רב זה ראי, איש אמר שתראה פרש לפני טעשש. לי בעיני כפי ופרש, פרש רח, כאילו דרי איש תבדקס, מחשב, שאם לא ירגישו, הויסם דקס, שידע שחכם ותיקים ליבדיק, וחי בעל החטוס, הוכן נעמה אבי מוסלם בו אמר שתי וקירים תשמוס, ותניע אחרי דבר ביקק לחי בעל החטוס, אלו דקבו, הישיב לי שינתי לי לפני תשמוס לי במקרה פריס, צנוע לא למקרה, ראש על המקרה, בתמיהו, נלו רציפי זיו על דבר חכם, מי זה ראש? בתמיהו, דין כאן בריש כסודי הסדיון מה, mishum tznuyes und mishum putzes. There the Gemara discusses yesh tnai in es begitten or ein tnai in es begitten. In other words, if somebody gives a get on the condition that he should come within 30 days, they should come within 30 days, and suppose he doesn't, on the condition that he wouldn't come back within 30 days, and he doesn't come back within 30 days because of an anus, but he wanted to come back. So then, tzemachleikes between two shinis, whether yesh anus begitten or anus begitten. So the Gemara says that on the raisa level, so kiyamatnai, the anus is not a good kiyamatnai. So memele, the get is not hal. The get is not hal. In other words, if suppose the husband gives the get to his wife and he says, "Hareze gitir im loyovei mikam vashleishime," if I don't come back to the city, he intended to go on a journey, and then he gives the get and he says, "Areat mikrashes im loyovei mikam vashleishime," if I don't come back within 30 days, then you should be mikrashes. But if I come back within 30 days, you should not be mikrashes. And he tried to come back, but then the boat broke, let's say, he couldn't cross the river. So then the question is he migrashes or not migrashes? So that two lishenis. So one lotion says that yesh nayin is begit, because a kimat nay beinus is not a kimat nay. In other words, since he wanted to come back, but the boat collapsed and he couldn't cross the river, so Mele, she's not in Koreshes. Because Rashi mentions, and Gemara Nidori mentions, and Narli Sasidovar. In other words, since he tried to come back, and it was against his will that he didn't come back, so it's not considered as a good Kimatnai. So it's not considered a good Kimatnai. Mimele, she requires a get from him. Another get in order to get married. But then the other lotion says, ain't nine is begit. So the Gemara is the kashe. Since Midrash say kimatnai beinus is not a kimatnai, how is not a kimatnai? So that means she's an ishishish. So how could a chachomim be misakein? Ain't nine is begitten, and she can get married. How can the chachomim be matia? So the Gemara says, "Afkin Rabbanu Dishmei." So one time is mishum tznuyes, one time is mishum putzes. The time mishum tznuyes is that even though Midrash said the get is not chal, but if the get wouldn't be chal, some mele, as Gemara exhibits here. Yes. Mishum tznuyes, di amrat loy leviget, the way it should be miraise, zinin loyons. Sometimes the husband, he didn't come back because he didn't want to come back, not because the boat collapsed. But she's in big sadekes, visavre deons, but she's a bigger reshamayim, so she'll anticipate the possibility, maybe the husband tried to come back and maybe the boat failed, and that's why. So that means that she's still an ishishish, so she'll refuse to get married, so she'll remain an agune all her life. So because of that, the chachomim umafgir dikdushin, in order that she should not be subjected to that unusual hardship situation of remaining an agune all her life. Zin leonis visavre deonis. That's one time. Then another time is just the opposite. Mishum putzes. The amet again. Midrash said if let's say he was an anus and he didn't come back because the boat collapsed or because he had a heart attack, so then the get shouldn't be a get. But chachomah misakein. even when it is shown that he didn't come back because of the inyan, the get should be a get. Because if the halacha would be where the get is, where he does the tnai is niskayin al the inyan, so the get is not a get. So there might be mishum putzes. The amret lo yevigite zin in the onis. Sometimes, let's say, he became sick or the boat collapsed, the boat broke. So the omre lo yonis, and then she is not a tzadikes. Not only she's not a tzadikes, she is a mizalzel b'mitzves. She has no yerushamayim, and she'll say he was not an onus. In other words, knowing, even if she knows that he was an onus, so then she's not allowed to get married. But she won't mention it, and she'll say he was not an onus. So because then she'll get married, then the children will be mamzerim. So mel de chachom or mafkir de gedushin. So even if she's a prutze, so the children will not be mamzerim. Zimn in the onis v'amel lo onis v'azol min seve. So the Gemara asks, how can the Chacham be Eikas? So the Gemara says, Afkin Rabban Dishmei. Now, Snuel Lemikre, Roshel Mikre, Dintina Perish, Ksuvez Dama, Mishim Tzinei Shum Putzes, Kim Dikol Et Snuez, Hanzi Loi Abdeoche. So according to the first Roshel, the reason is why the Chacham Mafkir Dikdush, because of Snuez. So, and why? What it's with those women who, when they are, who will be cheshish all the time, maybe the husband was an honest. They are tznuis. So if a woman is cheshish, she is a tznuis. And then, but then the other loshen is mishim putzes, who are not cheshish. So how is it? In one loshen, the one that is cheshish is called extra tzadeikis. And the other loshen, the one who is not cheshish, is called the putzes. There has to be a middle road. So, v'im teima b'rish shuvah z'onis shmishnuyim shemputzes kim dikol l'shnuyis hanu le'avyoche. I might call it putzes v'yesh leima the hosom kol l'shnuyis k'dam rinom hosom zimne d'loyonis v'savar donis v'avar gafshe b'tzoshiz er tzadeikes, because al p'din she doesn't have to be chishish. Maybe there's an anus. That's a miud l'shriach. So you rely on Rav. And still she's a kalas adas, and she has no yerushamayim, and she'll make herself oblivious, and she won't tell anybody. She won't tell Bezdin that she knows that the husband was an honest. But Bezdin doesn't know. So then there'll be a mirch. Mishum zin donus perush volim di edashi honus. V'yomid leonus v'lo idasin an hosom v'isav. Isho she'in lo veset asu lishama is... Oh, no. Gufi. Omer av zeira, omer av abu balirmi, omer shmuel. Isho she'in lo veset asu lishama is achetigdi. Omale Rabzira Rabbi Bayirmiye, Ein lo veset, Bayeb dike, Yesh lo veset, Loi Bayeb dike. Why is there a difference between Yesh lo veset and Ein lo veset? Omale Yesh lo veset, that was raised by Rabzira. So Rabbi Bayirmiye said, Yesh lo veset, Eiro Bayeb dike, Yishem Loi Bayeb dike. Ein lo veset, Bein Eiro Bein Yishem Bayeb dike. In other words, Ein Achanam. Yesh lo veset also requires bdike. It's all basuk b'taras, but there is one difference. By yesh lo veset, so where the chance of having a menstrual flow is less than by in lo veset, so then isuk b'taras requires bdike only if she's awake. But if she's asleep, she doesn't require bdike. But in lo veset, where the chances are more, so then, even if she's asleep, so it requires bdike before tashmish. Now, why is there a difference between eiro and yisheino? So there are two lashonos in Rashi. One lashon Rashi is in view of the fact that it's only legal because of Taras, so a Neiro is real Asim Taras. But Yisheino, so in that state, she is not even capable of having Taras. So in Mele, we are more Meikel Ligabe Yisheino, because a Yisheino is not real Asim Taras. Another Pshat Rashi is because Yisheino involves a certain discomfort. In other words, he'll have to wake her up, and some mele the chachomim will make. So he answered. So Chavoy Bayim said, "Yesh loveset eiro bayevdike, yishin loy bayevdike, ein loveset bein eiro bein yishin bayevdike." Now let's see the Rashi. Yesh loveset loy bayevdike bit miyo. Vogotone mas nisim yesh loveset bayevdike kibud dasuk v'taris. Who come and pour a chlishin alei hobishen vasuk v'taris v'mishanei kosavash moyer kei nasuk afilein loveset lebay b'duk lebaylo hoyu v'nasuk v'taris eiro. So that took shot. Why by yesh loveset in masuk v'taris there is a difference between eiro and yisheno. So eiro required b'dike vasuk v'taris and yisheno not. Took shot. One is so eiro dechazi lasuk v'taris by b'duk lebaylo. In the other pshat is like a tochlit sur, by eiro it doesn't involve any discomfort. Aval yisheino yiketzar, v'le'atrachu rabbonon, iname yisheino lechazo itares, afil l'regilo lasu itares, lui bayev dik. So the Gemara said, Omalei sorababe, bayim yisheid, יש לו וסת אירו בייבדיקה, ישן לו בייבדיקה, אין לו וסת בין אירו בין ישן לו בייבדיקה, אומר רוב אבילאים אלי, יש לו וסת לטרס בייבדיקה, לבעלו לא יבייבדיקה, אין לו וסת אפילו לבעלו נעמי בייבדיקה. ומדליקום עלי, נלום עלי הוכה, שמע מנו כסובה שמואל, כל לבעלו לבייבדיקה, that's the Gemara that Jesus mentioned before. Lebatars by dik, limasuk mitaras by dik, afil lebairo, that means before Tashmish. Lebairo by dik, echen in asuko. Ein loveset, afil lebairo graded in asuk mitaras, e by a bzike. Why didn't Chavabe Bar Yirmiyah give the teret? So the ray is that he knew that Shmuel holds that lebairo, even ein loveset, is in its object. Libayev dika afilein loveset hilka chodom ashmul asur lishamish ashtiv dey mazidil basuk v'tayas koi v'ayne dom aliyil v'yikine basuk v'tayas. So it's kamo gemores that say that libaylo even ish ashen loveset is in its orbit. Now let's see the thesis. איש אשר נווסת אסור לשמש אשר תדעיק ובעסוק הביטר סיירה ונתאים המייקו משלה מסניסני ובישור שאיר ארס לשמש אס ביסו ולכל מיודוס להשפינון דף אגב דין לווסת דימות לקיימה על בידי כקרב חמין לבנן תיגנס וכן פירש שכה של זר לקמון דעלו שמשלה ובו להשמינו את תאירה להשמינו שצריך הבדיקה ויש למקום משלה בין לווסת דף לישנו צריך הבדיקה. Ben Yishen is pale, so Ben Yishen, oh no, we didn't learn that yet. Alright, now. Tom Rabban, Hamorim, Upealim, Vaboim, Bezovim, Bezamishte, Nishayim, Lom, Becheskastar, Uboim, Bishayim, Mimoen, Ben Yishen is Ben Eris. So, Pashtus of the Brice is that they don't have to make a big. Bamedvar mamurim shin yichon b'cheskastare, avon nichon b'cheskastumre, le'ilo mitmei ashtinu l'teirani, v'oshmur b'mai meikelo, ibi sheyesh lo veset, kasheyo. So, if it's a woman that has a veset, and the woman that has a veset with asuka b'tares, if she's awake, she has to make a bdike. And here the Braise says, Chamorim upealim v'aboyim v'sarovim v'samishte nishem v'chazetar, they don't require bdike. But if she's awake, she requires that Dike, even if it's hazardous, my mikol ibishein loveset kashay, or ibishein loveset kashay, because if a woman is away, kidin fiyesh loveset zufayim dike. Here it says, don't drink ayam dike. Vishein loveset, the price it deals, ein loveset. So then even yishein or ikayim dike, and here it says, beinei robein yishein, or doesn't drink ayam dike. Vishein loveset kashay benyam yishein or. So the Gemara says, lo yom yishayish loveset. So the your kashi is, if yish loveset, so then Eiro should require dike. And the price says, bein Eiro, bein yishin, tzulcha dike, vichim shetovo in lochob dike gdei lev mizu. In other words, he comes from the road. So, and he's the vea ala tashmish. And she doesn't say that she cannot. So that's a raya that she's sure that he has that she didn't see that. Now let's see the Rashi. Kim she told the Tashmish in the Hobdika Dela Mizu, Dilu Kamla di Teoi, have a batke ubdika di Kamashmuel il, bitvia sage. So, in other words, the question, the Braise deals with an Isha Asuka B'Tares. Isha Asuka B'Tares, Eiro, requires a dike. Here she didn't make a dike. The answer is, since he came from the road, from the journey, and he was to veya her, so that means that she's sure that she didn't see any dam. So that's the equivalent of dike. That's tremendous cool. Tremendous cool. Because of this Gemara, there is a big kule by the Nevi Yehuda, but all the other poskim are chilek on it. The Nevi Yehuda says, the child comes up many times, you know what I mean, many women, so they don't make a real dik al p'din, I mean to push it inside, but they were something, so they have a certain feeling whether they are clean or they're not clean. The question is can that be considered as a bdiki? So all the poskim say that's not a bdiki. Bdiki means he has to take it, a piece of cloth, and push it inside and look at it, and if it's clean. But she just has the feeling, because she always wears something and it's clean, but that is only worn on the outside. It is not pushed in inside, so that's not a dike. However, according to Nebi Huda, that's also a dike. Because the Nebi Huda says, here the Gemara says, Kim shetova in lechob dike deil mizu. Dike deil mizu. So Rashi says, Dile kamlan di teiro yi have a batke, ub dike di koma shmuel yil, bitfiesag. What all the other poskim achilik and Nebi Huda, Chavis Das, or everybody is chilik. He's the only one, but the flug is a strong guy. So the answer is, here we are dealing with a woman, she yesh lo veset na asuka bitaras. So actually, we don't have to be chayshish. We don't have to be chayshish, not a vilchash. For aile bailo that involves an isakores, she doesn't have to make a dik. We are not chayshish. But with abitaras, there is an extra chumre. So mele, since it's an extra chumre, the rabbonon, Ligabi deb diket that is required ligabi tares when there is no vil choshe, so tovo is the equivalent of diket. Mashein kein where it's ligabi bailo, so then the diket is based upon a vil choshe, so then tovo is not the equivalent of a vil diket. Now let's see the tesis. Bein yishenis pirish In other words, let's say, if a woman wears tampax and then she says she's clean, that's not according to all the poskim, except maybe Behude, it's not considered a bliki. According to Behude, it's considered a bliki. They have it. And the raya of the Behude is this gemara. But this, yes.
Why the Rishiva said before, maybe the Rishiva just wasn't being with Dagan as Lashon, but the Rishiva said that she wears something outside. Tampax is worn internally.
No, it's there are two kinds of tampax. Sometimes there is a tampax that is put in internally. Internally, it's not the proper thing, but that could be considered as a tzitzit in a hardship situation. Chatzilah, it should not be used. Mashenkin, the tampax that is worn outside, externally, that's no bdike, except according to Behude, but he's a yochit. All the poskim are chilek on the Behude.
A bdike must be made with something that's not shul kapotonah.
What? Yeah, that's right. Ben yishene is perish the leki is anides. Avol also lovi ala yishonah. So the question is, ben yishene is muta lovi ala, but there is a nisa to lovi ala nido. I'm sorry, ala yishonah. Kidoma bin Dor. So the answer is here the Gemara is not discussing those kind of issues. Here the Gemara is discussing the Issa Nide. So mitzad Issa Nide, there is no Issa. But in Achlam, mitzad Sneas, mitzad other things. So then it's also, why is it also Lovei Al Hashenu? So it's, first of all, it's not Sneas, they can then, as some Rishonim say, it's an Issa of after Rachok Meicho. In other words, he doesn't show respect to his wife. So it's a different kind of an Yisrael. It's an Yisrael of Tznias, of after Rachok Meicho, but mitzad Yisanide, there is no Yisrael. In Ame Hoche, loy ligamre b'yishen ha'ere, elo in a iro kol kach, shetid al hoshif in iteo in love. So as far as the Yisrael of Lovi Al Yishen is concerned, if she's not mamish asleep, there is no Yisrael. There is no Yisrael of after Rachok Meicho, and there is no Yisrael of not being tzniyazdik, machine came, but here, so then he mitzade, but by Eino Veset, Asuka Bitares, then mitzad nida di tzosa, even though she's not mamashasim. Shmuel be my maker law. So the question is, since Shmuel says that an issue Asuka Bitares, as Sukhavitares, so then has to make a bdike. So how will he apply the price that says boim bishena and bein yishena is bein eris, and it means even as Sukhavitares vintena veleikna bein as Sukhavitares? So what's the kash? Does the price spell out that it is reference to a woman who is in as Sukhavitares? After all, bismanazeh, there are no as Sukhavitares. But Bishmana Bais, the average woman was a Sukhavitar. Piyesh Lema did I acknowledge me, say the Dictan and Nishayan Lehem, the Cheskastare, for my Easter soon missing Uboin Bishayman, there is a redundancy, a repetition. It's already mentioned. Hamor Mupiran, the Aboin Bishon Bishan, Nishayan Cheskastare, finished. Uboin Bishayman. So it's a repetition. The answer is, it's repeated in order to emphasize that even Asuka B'Tairas is Boim B'Shenim. El Ligvuya Daira Asuka B'Tairas of the Bezi Tonical Anosh Mechzestar V'Gaton B'Shoroche V'Aboim Nadech M'Zesei Mechzestare V'Gaton Etarte Afogavin Asuka B'Tairas Ayoso Aire hoso mashminon deim lechalik bin boim naderach umeir vim teima velo ishmuel tikshe mas nisen di matrach al dike basuk bitares apraise doche. Why is the Gemara asking in Shmuel without Shmuel? But since the braise has referenced asuk bitares, so there is a direct stira between the Mishneh and the price, because the Mishnah says that she has to make two bdikas shachiravis and two bdikas before, four tashmish and after tashmish. And here it says, boim b'sheinem. So why does the Gemara ask against Shmuel? It's a, couldn't be asked without Shmuel. ויש למה דפוח לשמואל אפילו בישנו בין לו וסד. So they ask Shmuel that according to Shmuel, because Shmuel says that Ba'in lo veset, so even Yisheino is tzricha b'tike. So, but if without Shmuel, so only one kasha would be. In other words, why does it say Eiro is Sheino? But Yisheino without Shmuel wouldn't be difficult. וכן פירש חשבם קיבן שטובו פירש קיבן שבו מן הדרך מפייסו וטיבל תשמר וחזי כבר רמי הנפקה שירגישו בישעשריה וזכרס אבל בו מן הדרך חוסר הבהירו ושנאמר בפירש של תשמיש אלא בו מיד לרמי הנפקה להזכורה שירגישו. But anyway, from this gemara it appears that לגבי the בדיקה of הסוגה בתיירס, which is a special chumre, so it's not b'dike mamish. In other words, she has to be sure that she didn't see that, even if she didn't make a b'dike. But if she has time to meditate upon it and come to and then realize that she never had any agoshe, so that's like a b'dike. So of course, That's what all the poskim will say. The Chavizdas, no, the poskim has no application to the bdikas, to daily bailo, because those bdikas are based upon a choshi. Mashinkin litares, so it's not based upon any real choshi. Before raya that li bailo, it's not necessary. So then tovo is the equivalent of a bdik. Omar Rapopul Rovi, Mauli Mebet. So Rashi explains by a b'dike or itviye. So Rav Papa certainly inquired about Bailo, not Taras, because that was Bovel. In Bovel is not shayach to be say asuk b'taras, because Chus Loras is mitame. So they couldn't be also guitarists anyway. So the question is, why does he ask that child? The Gemara already said that it's even more sad to make b'dikas, unnecessary b'dikas. She'll live in Nikve. All right, according to the Rambam, we can understand it. But according to other Rishayim, so why does the Gemara ask all the child? So Tesis so has that. But Rashi says, Omu l'apok l'rove ma'u lebet komas nite by a b'dike or itviye li bailo omalei sudne loy. Sudne means Talmud Chocha. Talmud Chocha mal shem sidl shem riyad. Loy by a b'dike. Why? The chmistre chalei b'dike mikne yabak. So in other words, it's the same abaye according to Rashi Pshat, like the abaye boi mini Rav Zerim Rav Yudim. So why again? It's strange. Lishnachine maul mebet Thomas listed loy by a dike. Dius virale boim na derech lav dafke. Vikolshkin yeshe vibese. Omle sudne Rav Pope matel shechahav. Rav Pope was involved in the profession of making beer. Kidoma bizneneshach. שחוי אלי פוסית ומטל שייך או נקרא סודנה לא ידע מיקנה באפ לא ידע מיקנה באפ ביט ביו אם אתה מצריך הבדיקה ועל היתימס ותסקנה בפונף עומר רב קנה שלטינו לין שבייסד רב פופה. He has the wives of רב פופה and רבו נברית רב ישוע כי עושה רבונן ברב מצריך לך בדיקה ואומרו לי לוי. Why did he ask the wives? Why didn't he ask the husband themselves? Let's see the Rashi. In other words, they wanted to know what is the ideal thing. They didn't know what is the din, you know. Sometimes one has Am I allowed to do it or not allowed? All they are interested is whether he's allowed. And once he is allowed, finished. No, but they weren't satisfied with being allowed. Sometimes there is such a thing as Yesh Lach Novel Bishus HaTorah. You're allowed, but you're not a terrific person if you do it. So Mele, when Chochem is Esti Shaile, he cannot tell him what is the ideal thing. He has to tell him, Muter Olosa. But that wouldn't be enough for them. So they wanted to know what is the ideal thing. So they asked the wives, not the husbands, because husbands would tell them the din. But the wives will tell them the minhogim of their husbands, so they would know what is the ideal thing. Domini machmir an afshayu matzrichim dikelen shesayim umerim la'achirim heter akir chase dikim lelbayim da'ak dike lefichoch shol. So what was the answer, Loi? That even the Rabbonon didn't write dike. So that's the asogia of the Raivet against the Rambam. The Rambam required dike, he says. The biggest tzaddikim, the Amoraim, didn't require dike, and all of a sudden he requires dike. So how will the Rambam explain the Gemara? So the Rambam again will explain the Gemara that this means the dike they asked him, the dike that is immediately after the tashmish, so that if she finds a dam and the piece of cloth, she would be chayeves and Hashem tov. So that not. Of course, it's a day hot, but Pashas Loshna Gemara is not like that. So he says, Lifir Shalom Seyen, Dinu Name Boy Lachmer Kavasai. Lishna Achin is a very strange pshat. Just the opposite. Lishna Achinu, Inu Machmir Anafshaye, Umeirin Ditzriche Bdike Lehachmir, Veheim Ein Matzrichin Nishiseyem Livdeik, Vishibishu, Vlav Hain Machmir Anafshaye, אבל מכיר הנפשי המחמיר לאחרים ויכולי על הססקן דגמורה says in Seite דף חפטס I think זהו ראש האורם אשר מכיר לעצמי ומחמיר לאחר. So that's your ראש האורם to be מחמיר for others and make it for himself. The question is, how is it I mean such a pshat? I mean that is shocking. I mean Rashi says Cholil Asis came, but Yesh Miforshim. I mean, how did they explain it? Just the opposite, not the opposite of how Rashi explained it. Rashi explains it that the reason is why they asked the wives of the Rabbanon, not the Rabbanon themselves, because they wanted to know what is the proper thing if somebody wants to be machna. If they had asked the husband would paskin to din the way they paskin likul alma. You can't give one psak to a ben Torah and another psak to another person. If you want to give, mention a chumra, so you mention to a ben Torah, you mention there is a chumra there midachtiris, but you can't tell him. That's the din you are also. It's mishpatechot hashav likulchem. So, but they wanted to know what the ideal thing is, so that they could find out from the wives, not from the husband. But the other pshat is just the reverse. He said, they couldn't test the husbands because maybe the husbands were machmir for others and makel for themselves, or makel for themselves. So that's chas v'sholem. How is that possible? The answer is, there are certain situations that halocha v'meyamki. There are certain situations, halocha v'meyamki. In other words, it's muta. If somebody knows the din, so it's muta. As the Gemara says, the Gabi machshin beitze, machshire yechol nefesh. Machshire yechol nefesh. So it's muta, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Machshire yechol nefesh means, let's say, to be geref itano, an yontef. To be geref, the tano rav yontef, in order that you should be able to cook on it. It's not yechol nefesh itself, but if you are not geref the tano, so then, so it's halacha v'meyamki. So if somebody knows the din, somebody that Talmud Chacham knows the din, he can do it. But if somebody asks, especially Rabbi, you have to say yosa. So you also ask, what kind of an approach is that? Machmir l'achirim u'meikel atzmi. No, here it's not machmir l'achirim. When do we say a person is an orem? if he's machmel achirim miklatzmei, if he's just machmel achirim and for himself he's maker. But if he paskins osea, because it is such a situation that if you'll paskin muter, they'll do other things that are mamish osea. You see, because let's say machshirim, so there are certain machshirim. The Ramban says there are three types of machshirim. There is one type of machshirim that you can be meir leheta. There is one type of machshirim, even if you know you are a Talmud Tzroch and Mitzos, and there is one type of machshirim that is alochem imerimki. So that's why there is one type of machshirim alochem imerimki, because if you pass in the rabbim that it's mutar in one situation, then the whole rabbim will do it in other situations also. I mean, today, let's say, I'll mention a good example today. Today, midine digmore, women can make their own mizumen. But chas v'sholem, that the Rav should pass him today, that women can make their own mizumen. Why? Because then we'll promote all the reform